like you just to take your Bibles and
open up to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 17. In the second half of the chapter, in verse 8, it begins this way. The Amalekites came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. They took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly destroy or put out of the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Interesting way to win a battle. How was the victory won? Moses held his hands up. Did you say that? Who said that? You said it, don't you? Moses held his hands up. Now, what's the significance of that? What do you think? When you raise your hands in church, what are we doing? You think we're praising God? That's one thing, right? Someone out hearing the word surrender? We're giving ourselves to God. We're offering ourselves to Him. Have you ever lifted your hands that way? Lord, I'm just offering myself to you. You know, the Bible says, let the lifting up my hands be like the evening and morning sacrifice. That was a sacrifice that was done every day, a burnt offering. It was a sacrifice of consecration. Lord, I'm giving myself to you. It's also a way of praise. We lift our hands in praise to Him. Lord, you are worthy of all praise. And as Moses lifted up his hands, God gave the victory. Now, is there an application for us? What do you think? Of course. Have we learned to lift up our hands to God in faith, believing that He will give the victory as I yield myself to Him? He's able to work. Have you found that place of victory? There is a place. Praise God, I have found it. I take the life of victory. And so that's good for us in these days. We want to praise the Lord. We want to lift our hands. We want to give ourselves to Him every day. Lord, I'm yours. And God was able to work through that simple act of faith on Moses' part. But the real part of the story that I wanted to leave with us tonight is these other two characters. Aaron and Hur. Who's a him? That's the way it was in the VBS skit. Hur, who's a him? Hur? Okay, you got it right, Brother David? You understood that, right? And so these two brothers went up the mountain with Moses, and they held up his arms. Now, what does that speak to us of? What do you think? We help one another. We support one another. We strengthen one another in the Lord. You know, I'm thankful for people who strengthen me in the Lord. Not everyone's like that. But when you meet a person who has the faith and the love of God in them, and they come next to you and they give you a word, what does that do? It strengthens us. It strengthens us. And oftentimes God uses other people to minister to us. Did you know that? He wants to use every one of us. And I thought about that in these days. You know, we have here at camp, I guess we call them department heads. They're little, the various areas of camp they oversee. And who's the department head for the waitresses? Sister Johanna, right? Johanna. And in the kitchen, maybe it's Brother Gus. Are you the department head? You're the boss, right? You're the chef. I mean, the chief. Right? And housekeeping. Sister Becky, right? And in the cottage, it's Sister Antia. In the village, it's Brother George. And all the office there at their department heads. And our director, Brother Paul. Now what should we do for them? As staff, what should we do? Should we make it difficult for them? Or should we lift up their hand to help them hold their hand? Should we get next to them and maybe pray for them? Would that be a good thing? I forgot Brother Tom. He's a department head. And we want to pray for these who God has put as leaders among us for this time. You know, it's part of just being in a body and working together. You know, camp is a wonderful place because it teaches us so many things. And there would be countless, if I asked for testimonies tonight, people would tell us of how God teaches us when we work at Pilgrim Camp. We learn to love one another. We learn to cooperate with one another. We learn to humble ourselves, submit ourselves one to another. Don't worry, he's a Christian mouse. He's a Christian mouse. Listen, you have to go away for now, okay? Come out later. Now, where was I? We learned to deal with mice. I mean, mice, yes, I can't. Praise God. But he's brought us together for this time, beloved. He's brought us together to serve him. It's a great privilege to serve Jesus. And so we want to lift one another's hands, as it were, and support one another. So now remember, Sister Johanna, Brother Gus, Brother Tom, Brother Paul, Sister Aletha, Sister Elsie, Sister Jessica, you're a department head of all of yourself. That's great. Sister Antia, Brother George, let's pray for them. Not only tonight, we're going to pray for the staff tonight, but let's remember them throughout the week. And because maybe they tend to get tired or maybe a little discouraged, and we want to come and lift their hands. Jesus, you give victory. And what will God do if we give ourselves to God in that way? What will God do? What will God do in the cottage? What will God do in the village? What will God do among the Watch Rock staff and guests? What will God do if we would just give ourselves to him? Stand with one another. Believe for one another. I love you, Brother Lenny. You know that, right? He encourages me. He comes up to me all the time and he says, you're 51. But then he says, you're a good man. And that encourages me. Thank you, Brother Lenny. Thank you. And we want to help one another and see this thing over the top for Jesus. all the way to the end. Hallelujah. And if you want, you can pray for me also. That'll be all right. I'd appreciate that. I know you have, and I've felt your prayers in these days. Thank you. Sister Antia, what will you be studying these 2 weeks?
I think it's the greatest thing I could teach is the love of Jesus. It's part of it. And then we're going to go into the narrow way and find out how Jesus helps us to live day by day.
Amen. Thank you. Brother George.
We will be studying about pilgrims. Pilgrims and strangers who God called to himself. They followed. They left. All and followed him.
Amen.
For something better. God had something better for them. God has something better for us.
Amen. Hallelujah. And here on Watch Rock, we're looking at lessons on the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, with the intent of knowing Him, being brought into a greater, closer relationship with our great God. And so let's expect great things from Him. I was encouraged last night. A brother reminded us that we have a God who does the supernatural. A God who says nothing is too hard for me. And so we do want to see His glory in these days. Lord, You be glorified among us. Lord, You be glorified. Now I'd like the Watch Rock staff to stand. Praise God. Praise God. Why don't we just offer ourselves to the Lord, staff? Let's just put our hands up and say, Lord, we're Yours. We're Yours for these 2 weeks, or however long we're here. Lord, we're Yours.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Brother Fogel, would you pray for our staff?
Father, we thank You that we can ask great things for these that have gathered here in their service to You. Lord, we know that as we serve You, You also pour back into us and You minister to us and You lift us and You bring us into higher heights and greater depths of Yourself.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. That's what we're asking for these who have come forth to serve You.
Yes, Lord.
To dedicate and commit their lives to ministering to those that will come upon these grounds in the weeks to come. Lord, we're asking that You would renew their strength.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Like eagles, they would run and not become weary. Yes, they would walk and not faint, O Lord. And that Your strength would be given to them, as You gave to Caleb, Lord, that his strength was renewed, and the day of his age did not make a difference, but he kept on serving You. And so, Lord, we ask great things for
these. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're asking for a rich outpouring of Your Holy Spirit. We're asking for a move in their hearts that they've never experienced before. Lord, for those that need healing, we pray right now that the healing virtue of Jesus Christ would flow through their
bodies. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And Lord, we pray right now that the power and the fullness of the Holy Spirit would come down upon them each and every morning. When they rise up, they would feel your presence. As they would walk upon the grounds, they would feel your presence. Lord, that no matter what they do or what they're involved in, Lord, that they would receive divine wisdom and understanding and grace. So, Lord, we say thank you for them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we believe
thank you,
that this
Lord.
Will be a time
thank
of
you,
great
Lord.
Blessing for their lives as they serve you. For we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy that throbs within my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy, joy, joy that never shall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, pour your life into them. Pour your life into them. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, our counselors from the village, do you have a song? Is that right? Come.
Please.
To thee, give to thee,
praise God. I'm always amazed how God provides.
Counselors.
And we'd like to include the cottage in this prayer. So, Sandhya, Kara, Carolyn, and I guess Sister Marion's coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is there anyone else?
She's bringing up the bus.
She's bringing up the bus. Lord bless her real good. But we want to pray for these who have given themselves. I remember being a camper and the wonderful men of God that blessed me. And I don't know, Brother John Comer, if you were ever my counselor. Were you my counselor?
No, absolutely not.
But he was here when I was here, and I always was blessed by my Brother John. So, Brother John, would you pray for the counselor?
Yes.
Let's all pray. With this wonderful, wonderful job that you've given them, to touch these young people, to show them how truly you love them, where these counselors can lead and guide and bring these children into the kingdom of God. We just pray that the next 2 weeks will be a special time.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That you will pour out your spirit upon,
yes,
these campers.
Yes, Lord.
That you will bring them together. That you will just give these men and women the chance, the wonderful, wonderful chance to share you and everything that you've given,
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord.
We ask this for thy name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we close tonight, I just feel maybe I should ask if anyone else wanted to say something. Last year at this meeting, I failed to give opportunity for testimony, and someone had a testimony prepared. And somehow that got past me. I mean, I didn't give that opportunity. So if anyone wants to share something yet, isn't Jesus wonderful? His presence is so real here tonight. And he fills us with his joy, his peace, his rest. And tomorrow's a day we've all been waiting for. And the bus arrives at 2 o'clock. And the campers come on the bus. Some will come, I guess, right after lunch in cars. And so we want to get a good night's rest. And so I encourage you to, after we sing closing song, that you get to your cabins and rooms. And did I say that right? Get to bed? Can I say it like that? Get to bed. And fellas, I sit on the porch there, you know, right by the men's room. So I know when you get to bed. Let's sing together the camp theme song. Number 385. Maybe you'd like to play it in the white book. Play it in that key, white book key. Three sharps, Brother Tom. Chuck, you want to stand? Yes, we can all stand with you. We'll stand with you. Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, called from the world and its idols to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be free. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along, sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, children of light, walking with Jesus in garments of white, raiment unsullied or tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along, sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, praise his dear name, this blessed secret to faith now made plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Holiness unto the Lord, sing holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, glorious call, Sister Antia, please pray with us.
We thank you, Jesus, for this meeting with you this evening, dear Lord. Thank you that you have come to us and working our lives, dear Jesus, and giving us light for the future, for the coming days, dear Jesus, and strength, and working in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the heart. Dear Jesus, and so we just want to commit ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
Not only for this night, but for the time to come.
Yes.
Days to come, dear Jesus. We know that you're going with us,
yes,
that
Lord.
You're going to lead us, and that you're going to have your way. Jesus, we just ask you. Amen. that the perfect will of God in the precious name of the Creator.
Amen. 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 The Lord bless you.